Because I think they're way out there. Nobody's got a...
Yeah. This is tape number 6, the second tape of Big Cypress number 2, beginning at 11:25:18, gathering herbs.
And then herbs.
See how low that just have to run past
it.
It's like this for a long way, I think.
I can hear some words they say. Is it though? It's hard. How come they couldn't get closer?
They weren't monitoring the sound very well.
Okay, stop there.
Stop. 11:26:57. Let me run it down first.
The Indian medicine woman is going to go and sit down, and she's teaching the girls there how to gather herbs. And most of the lessons should, if it's a girl, a woman, she should take a lesson from another lady Indian medicine. And I guess you can take one from men, but mostly it's been taught by a woman to a woman. And because some of the medicines they have to be using will be a medicine that's in a, like a childbirth or afterbirth or something like that, or has a lot to do with a woman's body. So she's teaching some of the ladies there. Some are just learning and some had taken some, but they haven't completed their training, and some of them had been there first time. And where did she was sit and tell them what the medicine looked like, what the herbs looked like, what the leaves looked like, and what the plants looked like. And they will go and gather and bring it back to her. And if you brought a weed back, she lets you know right away. Then if you brought the right thing back, because she's sitting there, right in that area, they said they find 17 herbs out there. That's where they pick at that place. And the Indian medicine woman is sitting there. And that's where she will catch on right away. As she's telling you, first she will show you one time. But then after that, it's up to you if you can go out there and gather it again. But each lesson she'll give you will say, this Indian medicine that we're going to demonstrate, we'll make, we'll gather 5 herbs, 4 herbs, 2 herbs, 3 herbs. Then she said, go get those herbs. Then you go out there and you pick the herbs. Then you bring it back. And she says, if you got the right 5, she'll know right away that you're going to pick up. But if you come back with 4 weeds and 1 right, it's going to take time to catch on, as she had explained in there. But also that if you bring right 3 and 2 not, but the other kind, then you go back and get the other 2 kind and bring it back. If you got it, and if you got it, then she, that's where she will tell that you know what herbs to pick for certain medicine, for certain medicine, for certain medicine. Because there's, I forgot to ask her how many is medicine that she knows, which I forgot to ask her about it, but But there, she knows a lot of medicine, and that's what she's doing. And right there, she's teaching the girls, or the ladies, how to pick up herbs, because that little girl, y'all saw her playing with puppies a while ago. She's her great-granddaughter, but she also one of her students that she knows. She's out there picking now the herbs. She probably see her picture now. So that's what she's doing right now. Go ahead and... So long. Dolly, that's one of the herbs.
What is that?
Dolly, that's what we call it. An Indian.
$11.27.55. What's the name of that plant?
Dolly. That's the Indian word, Dolly. Okay, stop right there. Let's go.
11-28-09.
This is the first herbs they're gonna call is tole, and that's one step. With one of them is just starting, and the other one has already taken a training, which is sending them out to pick the herbs that she will be with her. Then the next time, she will be sent out alone to bring those herbs back, which is, if she will know the knowledge of the leaves and the tree and the root, because we get the leaves and we get the barks and we get the roots. And also, if it's something that's got a vine, we have to pick the vine. But also, you notice the lady picking up that first herb. She just didn't go up and snatch the first leaves that's sticking out. You see, a certain place she have to pick from, as you'll notice on that tape. So that's what they're doing now. And now they go into the second herb, which is they have to get it from the ground. That's a great there. Go ahead and stop me.
11-29-17.
It's a gathering the herb. For the Indian medicine, you must also now know how to go out, because you have to go out in the woods and in bushes, which is a dangerous and a very good, to be a very good in medicine man or woman, you must have a good vision or good hearing, but also you have to have a good sense too. There's a snake or anything else. Not a snake alone, it could be another animal in the woods besides snakes and panther or bear or whatever. So that's another thing that you have to have. And if you notice, they have already picked up a 6 herbs there, which I'm not really familiar with it yet, but because I had been in lesson 2 times, it takes years of practice to be a good medicine woman. So the ones that they have picked up now is 3 from the ground, 1 from the tree, 3 from the ground, and 2 from the vine. As you see it, they got 6 herbs right there. And one is like what we call grape, one is like a berry, what we call chugo. Grape is balbon chugo. And what they got, another one is that hapon shikai, that's what we call it, like a mat. And another one they got is, I don't know what they would call what they call it, yang patagi or something like that, means close to earth or something. And they got that, because they leaves just stay flat down. But as I look at it now, they have picked up 6 herbs. And I don't know what the medicine is they're working on, because I couldn't hear the lady, but I know this must be one of the strong medicines, because it does get you have to get a lot of herbs for that certain medicine. But I don't know if she just sent them out to pick up herbs, because as soon as you learn how to pick up herbs and gather them, then after that, then they would tell you which goes together. Then after that, then a certain type of the medicine that you're going to be making, and it's up to you to go out and get that medicine. So that is what they're doing right now. Okay. This is the one that they're gonna get the root. So that root, they have to get it out now. Some of those have to have a root then. They're picking up 2 more now. Yeah, they're picking up 2 more. The other one with the brown leaves, the other one has a berry leaf. Go ahead and stop.
11:30:44.
This is the part that you're gonna go and get the roots, and you'll have to know about the leaves. And in order to get roots, and this lady already picked up, these two ladies already picked up 2 roots already, which they're taking off the tops, and that's another. Part of gathering is you get the leaves, then you get the vines, then you get the roots, and that's what these two ladies are doing now, getting the roots. Go ahead. So that's 8 now. 8. You got 6. That's 8.
Picture at 11:31:24. I keep it running. Oh, well, shut. Yeah, just turn down the test. Tape recorder back on at 11:42:21.
Okay.
11:43:43.
They got three roots now, which makes nine herbs there. And also, this is the plant they are getting now. Is the you don't use the roots, you don't use the top, you use the bark, the middle part. That's what they cut in now. And that's a 10th herbs they pick up now. Okay. Tough one, eh? Uh-huh, she have to cut down. She fell over. Another root. It's not that old. It's a level from going on into. See that root, sister? See that she dug that root up? Mm-hmm. Okay.
11:45:52.
As you notice, the 10th root they pull out, even they have to be, use the middle part, the top part, or the bottom top. You just don't go and pull it out or break the top off or just cut it off at the top, because a certain herbs, you have to take it all the way off. Just like the first leaf they pick, they didn't pick the first one they come to. They picked it off a certain part. So that's the same way with the root, that they have must, either they have to break the top off before they get it, or if you notice some of them, they don't break the top and get the bottom. And some of them, you have to be, some of them, you can't use a knife, and some of them you can, but like that, you don't see them with a knife or anything. They have to dig by the fingers and get it out and break it out a certain way. Just get the whole root out. Just don't break it off. So that's what they are demonstrating here. And one of them has been taken, so she's familiar with it, and she's teaching the other one. So from there, after they bring the medicine back to the medicine lady, and after that, if they got the right ones, then next one will be the one that's taking a first class will be going on her own. So they got the 11 of them here now.
Wish the sound was better back home.
I'll fall down. I'll fall down. that vines.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I fall down. Blueberry. We use blueberry too. Know that wild blueberries?
Yeah.
The 12. That's the 13th one, because they done pick up two just now. Okay.
11:47:56.
After the ladies has get up the herbs, and which are the leaves and the bark and the roots, and there they had picked up 13 herbs, and whatever the medicine requires for is what it needs, and so they bringing it back to the. Back to the Indian medicine woman, which they will bring it back, and she will check it out. And if there's something that's not what they're supposed to get, then they'll have to go back and get that a certain plant. So this is the where they bringing it back to the Indian medicine woman to check the plants. And if they were picked right, because you have to pick them a certain way, and the plants have to be treated a certain way, then after everything is picked, then you sit down and start putting it together and prepare to fix for medicine. Oh. Overflow. Okay, stop right there. She's up.
11:49:06.
This time she is telling them one medicine, what's called Tole, can be used for a certain, quite a few medicine. It's like if you feel like if your house or your camp is haunted, you can use that medicine to use that purpose after you turn into medicine. And also, people have a lot of, some people get nightmares or something that you can use that on them, what they will help them. And also, it blend in with another roots and leaves to make another kind of medicine. But you can use that about 3 or 4 or 5 ways, just that leaf alone. That's what she said. Okay. You want me to explain that?
11:49:59.
This plant here can be used by both root and the leaves, and be used for when you have pain in your stomach, or heartburns, or something. When you eat food and it doesn't agree with you right or something, it can be used for that. But it's also one of that medicine that right now for one of the students is starting. So she's explaining it one by one what this medicine can do, what this herb can do for you when you turn it into a medicine. I didn't catch the name. I want to try to get it from
her. Okay, wait a minute. I want to change this. No, we got nothing. That's still
Okay. Before she goes on the next one.
11:50:44.
And the third one she's showing it, there are two of them together. One of them is Tractationge, means, and the other one is Tapangi. That's how she's naming those. And there are two together, you put them together. And that is a medicine you fix for a woman that after birth, and what they call after birth pain, things like that. And if the woman's still having pains after the birth, or either to after birth, it will calm her and help her and get her healed without getting into... In the older days, they didn't have hospitals or doctors, which they have to, Indian medicine woman have to deliver the babies. And most of the time, and that was one thing they should know, is to make some Indian medicine for the woman who's given a birth. And she said that's a part of a birth, a woman having a child, that's the medicine is, and two together there, she's got.